Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with
the Sam Brewski, and this is Hoopball Grizz.
We are coming to you post-game after the first ever instant classic NBA play-in to the playoff games.
It couldn't have been closer, honestly. It was what if that had to be a play-in game, that's the way it should have been, honestly.
It was good TV, other than the fact the Grizzlies didn't win. If you're a basketball fan, you didn't have a horse in the race, it was a good game. Blazers came out, and I'm not going to say on fire because they were not on fire, but the Grizzlies just were sputtering in the first quarter. And the Blazers come out, punch him in the mouth, and I'm like, oh, dear Lord and baby Jesus.
It was bad.
I thought it was going to – I thought at that point,
end of the first quarter,
I'm like, well, Blazers are about to steamroll these dudes. And then Yaga happened.
Yaga.
In the second quarter. JV, what he ended up scoring 14 in the second.
He scored 12 points in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah, just he was eaten in the beginning of the second. Yeah, so we'll go ahead. We'll run through the box score real quick, and then we'll jump into thoughts. And Let me give you a rundown. We're going to talk a little bit about the game. We're going to give you the box scores. We're going to talk, like, Sam's going to give you his point of view, some things that he liked about the game, some stuff that I liked about the game. And then we're going to talk about the playoff bracket. We're going to give you projections for the series, Eastern Western Conference, and who we think is going to win the finals. So, Sam, go ahead and get us started. Run through that box score, final score, the whole nine yards.
All right. Well, the final score, we'll go ahead and hit that. Trailblazers win 126-122. Kyle Anderson, he had 10 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. He shot 4 for 6 from the field at 66, basically 67%. Anthony Tolliver played 23 minutes. He had 7 points and 3 rebounds. Yaga, Jonas Valanciunas, he played 34 minutes right at it. He had pretty close to a triple-double. He had his 22 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists, shot 8 for 16.
He's
right
like,
at the 50%.
I'm the new Jokic, baby. You just
That's
didn't
right.
know.
You just don't know it yet.
Jonas is a new Jokic.
DB had 20 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. He shot 7 for 18. That's 39%. But still, he hit some clutch shots at the end of it.
He was 4 for 5 from deep.
Yes, he was.
He made some big baskets. He played really good defense in this game, you know, and he didn't get into foul trouble. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that I talked about in the last show, that the Grizzlies have got to stay out of foul trouble. They didn't necessarily get into foul trouble. Tolliver ended up fouling out of the game, but I was worried about Brooks guarding Dame Lillard and what he was going to do, and he did not get in foul trouble.
Yes.
Keep going, man. I'm slowing you down.
Nope. No, you're good. Ja Morant actually had the team high of 41. Almost 42 minutes. He had a career high 35 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists. He shot 13 for 28. That's a lot of shots, but still, that's right at almost the 50% mark, so that's pretty solid.
He's the one that you want taking that
yes,
many shots.
Absolutely.
That's who you want to take. He's the best player on the team. You want him taking all those shots.
He even, before the game, Mamba mentality, did you see that? He had the Kobe's on today.
He did.
My man. Yeah. My man, Brandon Clark, who looked good tonight, too. He had, earlier, it's not tonight, but anyway. He had 20 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And, I mean, that man was on fire from 3 as well, 4 for 5. That hit some clutch shots as well.
Yeah, down the stretch, he was really great. Good.
Grayson Allen got to see him. He only had 3 points, but had 5 rebounds.
He did. It, you know, a little bit of a down game for Grayson. He didn't shoot the ball that much. But he, overall, in the bubble, he done well.
He did, yeah, yep. Absolutely.
And yeah, Melton also play, and they mm-hmm. contributed. Melton's still not Melton. You know, he did do a little better in this game as far as, like, the defensive end, and kind of he made a few more plays, but he's still struggling. He's just not D'Anthony Melton.
He had a couple good steals in that second quarter to get them back in that run and stuff. I was impressed. He stole it from Melo, I think. Well, I know he stole it from Melo at least once, if not both times. I remember that because I just kept thinking. I was like, yeah. Oh, my God, get the ball away from him. For some reason, you're so good against the Grizzlies. I don't know why, but
– There was one play with D'Anthony Melton in the second quarter where he turned the ball over and then hustled
yes.
and pestered, and he ended up – they didn't even get into their set on the other end, and he stole it back. Yep. And so kind of redeemed himself there, but he just – yeah, something was off with him in the bubble. And it maybe it is just the – maybe it's the fact that Tyus was not there. But
I wish he was playing. Man, I wish
too.
He was playing.
Yeah, but honestly, man, I don't know that the outcome is any different with Tyus because slow-mo –
Probably not.
If Kyle Anderson played the point guard, the backup point guard,
he did great
as well throughout the bubble as he did tonight, the Grizzlies easily win 4 or 5 of those games. Easily.
No doubt. Because some of those games were pretty close.
Yeah.
And him playing like, yeah.
That was one of the, you know, because they didn't know what they were going to do. You know, was it going to be D'Anthony Melton? And that was definitely not the answer. Was it going to be Grayson Allen? Who was going to be that backup point guard with Tyus out? You don't realize how big of a hole that is until he's not there. But it
really,
like, it was, you know, just sticking out like a sore thumb that they didn't have somebody. When Ja Morant was not on the floor, they were just not that there was no offense at all.
Just give it to Jonas. Point center, let's go.
Jonas may be the new Jokic, but
he ain't that point guard.
He
right?
does not. No, he doesn't have the ball handling skills that Jokic
has. No, he
has.
Doesn't.
Not at all.
But I like them little handoffs at the top of the arc, though. Boom, Dylan, bang, done. Let's
that
go.
Was a good adjustment in you know, Taylor Jenkins. Being a first-year head coach, making adjustments for Dylan and getting him going. And, you know, the last two games, Dylan played well. He did.
Yes.
I said it earlier. I was worried about him getting in foul trouble, guarding Dame, and he didn't. At the end of the game, it ended up being C.J. McCollum that really took over in the fourth.
He's a jerk.
And I will take that. You know what? This is my thought. First off, I don't want to lose. I'm going to say that. I don't want the Grizzlies to lose. But if you give me a choice between C.J. McCollum beating me or Damian Lillard beating me, I'm going to pick C.J. McCollum all day, every day, 365 days a year. Does not matter. There is no circumstance where I'm picking, okay, I'm going to give Damian Lillard, because it's not. If Damian Lillard will beat you,
he hits half-court shots, man.
Like, he will beat
63
you.
63-foot
three-pointers. He's a crybaby. I'm not a huge fan of his, but I respect his game. I see what he does, and he will beat you.
Same.
So, C.J. McCollum, he beat you. I said that was one of the – not that I said, hey, you got to let C.J. But the Grizzlies, the defensive plan – make somebody not named Damian Lillard beat you. And that's what they done.
Mm-hmm.
C.J. McCollum was on tonight.
He just stepped up and did it.
And, you know, if he's struggling, I don't know if Dame backs off enough. But how much of that do you think was the defense that DB was playing on Brooks? I was worried. Early in the game, I tweeted out, I was worried about the pick and roll with Nurkic and Lillard. Because
yes.
J.V. has an awful habit of dropping back. And I'm like, if they do a pick and roll and he takes that step back off of Lillard, it's just going to be buckets all game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they made any adjustments to that, but it didn't feel like Portland really went to that
much,
a whole lot.
It didn't happen much.
I feel like that's something that they could have really just blown up
mm-hmm.
if they pushed it to, you know, Nurkic, Lillard with DB and JV Garden, because number one in the screen, DB's going to know that JV's going to drop back and give Lillard that space, and he knows that can't happen. So he's going to be trying to fight through the screens So then what happens? You get DB into foul trouble. It just didn't happen. So I was glad that did not happen.
Yeah, there was a few times, actually, that what you're talking about is they actually got some offensive fouls on Nurkic doing that.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They sure did. And it worked in their favor this time. So,
yeah, you know, Lillard had it. He had a solid game. He had 31 points and 10 assists, but he was 6 for 15 from the field.
What a little number for him.
You know, his points all came from the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing, man. I see a lot. There were a lot of people that was – really upset with the officiating of this game. I'm gonna run this number real quick. Sam kind of gave us a number. He didn't even know I was gonna throw this in here, but the foul, the shots, the free throws. The Blazers shot 20 more free throws, which
yep.
seems absurd, right? Like that's should not happen. It shouldn't. The personal foul difference. Do you know what it was? How many?
I don't know.
So the Grizzlies had 25 fouls called on them. All right, the Blazers had 19. So the number of fouls called was not that much different. Where the issue lies, and this has been a problem for the Grizzlies for the entire bubble, as they were near the bottom of the league, they almost led the league in fouls. Man, I looked it up, and I can't freaking remember. The Grizzlies were in the bottom three, but it was only, like, by .3. It was not by much. They were really close to leading the league in fouls inside the bubble. But they were fouling at terrible there was one foul early in the game. Kyle Anderson, he got out of position. Carmelo Anthony had a 17-ish foot jumper. Carmelo missed the shot. Anderson fouled him. He gets free throws, makes the two free throws. Why foul him there? Just, you know, I'm not saying give up on the play, but you were in a bad position.
Yep.
And what you just done right there, the decision you just made, it cost you. He had a little bit of help. There was help defense. I can't remember who it was that stepped up, done a good job contesting the shot. Kyle was out of place, and he fouled him from behind. For no reason. The Grizzlies were fouling people shooting the ball. That's why the Blazers shot 20 more free throws. Were there times when Ja Morant went to the rim and got fouled and didn't get it called?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But the referees did not cost the Grizzlies this game. They didn't. There was not a huge discrepancy in the number of fouls called. The issue was the Grizzlies were fouling people when they were shooting the ball. And you can go back and listen to any of the games through the bubble, and you will hear the announcers, whether it's Pete and Brevin or it's the national guys, you cannot foul a jump shooter. And the Grizzlies done it through the whole bubble, so they done it to themselves. I hate it. I really, really, really wanted to see a game two. I was hoping and praying that Lillard would get sent home, but he didn't. It didn't happen.
Well, they didn't do what I told them to do, is to kick him in his shin.
That's it. Man, elbow drop.
That's right. Kick
line.
Him in his shin, and when he falls down, kick him in the throat.
Batista bomb. Boom.
KO, TKO, that's historical, it. Gone. RKO out of nowhere, done.
But they done a good job, man. They really did. They came back. Like I said, that Portland came out, punched him in the face, 16-point lead at the end of one, and then the Grizzlies turned it around in the second quarter. They played well in the third.
Looked great.
And then in the fourth quarter, there were some things they could have done better. There were some fouls that did or did not get called that could have helped them out.
In the last 3 minutes, I remember sitting just like, just hang on to this, just do it. And then it's kind of like they fell apart, came back together, fell apart, came back together. It was
I don't know that it was so much of a fall apart.
It wasn't a fall
though,
apart.
Really.
I don't want to use it like that. But
like if you watched the games
just
from the Grizzlies, it is, but what I was going to say, you could see the growth from mm-hmm. the first time they played the Blazers to this game. In the fourth quarter of the last game, the Blazers took over the game
yep.
and just took it away from the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies fought in this one.
Yeah, they did.
Dylan Brooks made some clutch shots. Ja Morant made some clutch shots. There were, you know, good passes, good cuts. There were things that happened down the stretch that if you're a Grizzlies fan, you have got to be excited. This is what I want to see in the offseason. This is exactly how I want this to go down.
I'm afraid now.
I said it before. I don't think Josh Jackson is back. If Josh Jackson was going to be a part of this team, I feel like he would have played in the bubble. So I think Josh Jackson is gone. I would like to see them get a friendly contract with DeAnthony Melton, because even though he struggled in the bubble, I do think that he's going to be a productive player for the Grizzlies. I think he needs a little more growth. I like what he brings to the table. I would like to see them re-sign DeAnthony Melton and then keep the rest of the pieces in place. I'm not a fan of let's go out and trade something because, oh, we almost made the playoffs and we're close. I don't want to hear about trading Brandon Clark to get Zach LaVine, Buddy Hield, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal. I'm not listening to that crap. This is a young team. I know you like – Sam's over here about to interrupt me. I know he loves Bradley Beal.
That'd be okay, but depending on what you give up. But
I don't want them to take on Beal's contract because it's ginormous, and yeah, that's going to cripple you in the long run. But I'm not going to go down that path. I am not in favor of making a big trade right now. I don't think you need to. I think you need to let these guys develop. Grayson Allen in this bubble – deserves to be in this, or he deserves to be in the rotation, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got a year under their belt. They have playoff type experience, and you have guys that you know can be clutch moving forward. Jaren Jackson in the San Antonio game knocked down a three in the corner late in the game. Ja Morant puts up his, you know, career high 35 points in a must-win game. He goes out there and he shows you, hey, I am a killer. I will put my foot on your throat. I'm here to win. He has it. Ja Morant is a bona fide superstar. He is better now than Mike Conley was in his prime.
Whoa.
Get mad.
Shots fired.
I don't care, man. I love Mike Conley. I love everything that he done for the city of Memphis, what he done for the Grizzlies, the memories. But Ja Morant right now is miles ahead of Mike Conley. There's some stuff, sure. So Ja needs to work on his free throws. He's got to be a better free throw shooter. You're going to get to the line. He needs to shoot 80%+ from the free throw line. I think that's feasible. He needs to work on his jump shot. Two things that are definitely things that can improve. There's more you can critique, whatever, but I'm happy with where Ja Morant is. Mm. I think that it is easy to see he's going to be a superstar. Not just a star, he is going to be a superstar in this league. It is... There's nothing that I saw in this bubble, and they struggled, sure. There's nothing I saw in this bubble from any of the players that I was just like, okay, I don't want them to be on the Grizzlies. I think you keep this core together, you let them grow, you give it next year, you see where they're at. 2021, you know, going into that off season, okay, maybe middle of the year next year. You know, if you're in the playoff race, you feel like, okay, I can move Gorgie and a couple pieces here, they've got plenty of draft assets, and get somebody that's going to help the team. Okay, I'm fine then. But in this offseason, nah.
Get Gallinari 2021. Gallinari, let's go.
Danilo Gallinari.
Let's go.
I mean,
I just like him. We would
I mean, he's a wing scorer, he can shoot the ball. He can shoot the ball, create his own shot. I just, you know, the time frame, man, just age.
No, it is.
And that's, you know, I was like Victor Oladipo, man.
I don't know if they'd know.
He's a free agent, unrestricted free agent.
I get that, but is he going to sign with them?
Yeah, well, I know what you're saying, and I don't know that they have the money to go after him. But also, it's an age thing.
That would absolutely make my year if we got Victor
Oladipo.
That
is, like, you have to give up zero assets to get Victor Oladipo. Because of, you listen to conversations and stuff that have went on, it doesn't look like Oladipo is going to sign back with the Pacers. It does not appear to be the case.
I haven't heard that. Wow. Really?
Yeah, like the contract stop, like talks have stopped at this point.
I didn't know that.
And
about
I'm not
him.
Saying that they're not going to go back in and he's completely shut it off. There's been no announcements, but there's been buzz that, okay, maybe he doesn't sign back with the Pacers. The Grizzlies probably don't have the kind of money going into this free agency where they can make a splash and sign a guy like him. But dear Lord, man, if he wanted to win and he gave a discount to Memphis and you don't have to give up Brandon Clark and you sign, it would be – I think they would have to
– Man, that would be a nasty starting five, though.
Oh, bro. And
– That's what I was just figuring up.
I'm dreaming.
You know,
yeah.
It'd be Ja, Victor, Dylan. I would say Dylan.
Justice.
Okay.
Dylan, the sixth man.
Okay. I like Dylan enough to start him, but Justice, possible. If he can stay healthy, I've seen him play with the Heat. That's possible. Then have Jaren, and then Yon. Ooh, gosh. I like it. Let's make it happen.
And all these other theory crafting trades that have been out there for, you know, like LaVine.
If you get Bradley Beal, too, it'd be great. Just saying.
LaVine was one name that kept popping up. There were a lot of people. Sane was really big on the LaVine wagon. But the Bulls fired their coach.
Yeah, they did.
And that doesn't bode well for somebody that's interested in LaVine, because his biggest problem in Chicago was the coach.
Yeah.
I don't see them
Boylan,
moving him.
That's his name.
I don't think that LaVine is going to be available. Maybe he is. Maybe that happens. But I just don't think he is. And especially with a new coach. I hate it for LaVine, because there was a somebody tweeted out, and I apologize if I remembered who you were, I'd give you credit. But unless Zach LaVine gets traded to the Nets, where Thibodeau just got hired, Zach LaVine is going to be in his seventh year under his sixth coach.
Whenever
the Bulls make this new hire.
Whoa.
That's pretty tough, man. That's pretty brutal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I wasn't until I saw it today. I had no clue. I was super surprised. So anyway, we're over here dreaming about what could happen.
Victor Oladipo and Bradley Beal. Let's go.
Massive, massive game today. Unfortunately, the Blazers won. Well played, guys. Good luck in your first round matchup. We're gonna move on from the game. Move on, actually, from the Grizzlies at this point, because we're gonna talk about the playoffs, and then we'll come back. The draft lottery is next Thursday.
How exciting.
It is. If you're the Grizzlies, you got to be top four. It goes to Boston. So if you move up any, you hope that you get in the top four, because if you move up and Boston gets a top 5, 6, 7 pick, man, I don't know. Anyway, it would
make me throw up is what it would do.
Yeah.
I don't like Boston anyway, so.
All right, here we go. We're going to go. Sam, this is how we're going to run it down, man. We are going to start in the Western Conference.
Okay.
I want to give you the matchups. You tell me who wins the series, how many games, and then we will move on from the East to the West, and I will go first in the East, and then we'll get to our finals matchup and give our prediction.
Okay.
So, Western Conference, first matchup, Los Angeles Lakers, one seed. The Portland Trail Blazers, the 8 seed. Who wins? How many games?
If I was the Lakers, that is not who I'd want to play. But seeing as that's who it is, Lakers in 6.
All right. The 4-5 matchup, Houston Rockets, OKC. There's a big question mark there because of Westbrook.
I was about
they
to
think
say,
that
if
he's going
to
be back. Yeah.
If people are healthy, I would that's a tough one. Because that Thunder team's really good, too. Mm-hmm. But I won't go with Houston. I say that's probably a 7.
I think that's a 7.
Yeah, I think
series.
That's a 7, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
You could go either way with those teams, actually. But I'm going to have to go with Houston, 7.
Yeah. The next matchup is the 2-7 seed, the second seed Clippers, 7 seed Mavericks. Who you got in that one?
Clippers.
How many games?
I'm going to go Clippers in 5.
All right. And then the 3-6 matchup, Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz.
You already know. Yes. Nuggets. And I'm probably going to – I'm going to say – what's 3-6?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 5. Nuggets in 5.
Nuggets in 5. So you got the Lakers in 6.
Lakers in 6.
The Rockets in 7. The Nuggets in 5.
Yep.
And the Clippers in 5.
Yep.
All right, so my 7 is going to, like, my 7. My first matchup, my prediction is this. Lakers win that series in a 4-1.
You think it's a 4? Okay.
I think it's 4-1 Lakers.
Five game.
Yep. I think the Rockets give OKC the business, and they beat them in five games as well.
Wow.
I think that the Nuggets actually sweep the Jazz.
Jaeger. I
think that's a 4-0 series. I like Utah. I hate that for Mike Conley. I don't like Utah. I like Mike Conley. I'd like to see him do well.
I like
but
Rudy Gobert.
They're missing Bojan Bogdanovic, a 20-point score. Like, you can't miss that part of your offense. That can't be on and not affect you. They just don't have enough. And Michael Porter Jr.
is a beast.
They've been, you know, it's been announced that he's going to be the starting small forward.
Which he should be.
Yeah, you know, he made the all-bubble team, as he should have. He played very well in the bubble.
What, two 30-point games or something like that, back-to-back?
Yep. So I think that is the sweep in the Western Conference. And I actually think that Dallas gives the Clippers a little more trouble than what people are giving them credit for. I think that series goes six, so it's Clippers in six.
Okay.
Yep, so Lakers in five, Rockets in five, Nuggets in four, Clippers in six.
I would like to see Dallas not play them so that he might actually, like, play Utah. So they'd actually, like, you know, maybe make the second. Because I like some players on the Mavericks.
Yeah, I do. All right, so now we're moving to the second round matchups. And for both of us, it's the same. It's going to be Lakers-Rockets, Nuggets-Clippers. Lakers-Rockets, you go first, man.
That's a toughie, man. But I'm going Lakers in, if everybody's healthy, Lakers in six.
Lakers in six, all right. Nuggets, Clippers.
Man. I'm still going with my man Jokic. We're going Nuggets. Nuggets in, I could see that going seven.
Okay, taking the Nuggets in seven and the Lakers in six?
Yep.
All right, so you got Lakers and Nuggets Western Conference Final.
Yes.
All right, who's
that
going?
That would be a dream for me right there.
Who's going to the finals coming out of the West?
Los Angeles Lakers, and I'm going to say seven.
Seven games.
Yep.
All right. So the Lakers-Rockets matchup. I don't see any way that the Rockets beat the Lakers. I just don't. They don't.
Crazy happens.
There's no answer for Anthony Davis, JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard. Those guys are not big offensive. You know, Dwight Howard in his prime was an elite offensive player. But I just think that the Lakers are going to eat them up. I really do. And that's so some of the bigs, when the Rockets are playing small like that, McGee and Howard, they're not keeping up with some of these smaller guys. So that's going to, you know, you've got things both ways, but I don't see the Rockets pulling that one out. I'm going to take the Lakers in six coming out of that one.
Right on.
And then I think the Clippers and the Nuggets series, Trez has not been there for the Clippers. He's just now getting back. He's going through the quarantine process. There's going to be some rust for him, but he's got a series with the Mavericks to knock that off. I think the Clippers go in five. You're going to have a Lakers-Clippers Western Conference Final.
There, a few years ago, I wanted to see that, but now it's just like, I don't care. I want to see the Clippers lose. So,
yeah, and then I think the Lakers end up coming out of the West as well.
Yep.
I wanted to do something, pick something different, but I just do. I think that
it's the Lakers' year this year, man.
Man, I don't know. It's this matchup between the Lakers and the Clippers. It's going to be tough. And Lakers don't have an easy road. Trailblazers are definitely.
That's the one team you don't want to play first round.
You don't, man. You look at the.
I quit.
The upper seed, like 1-8, 2-7, 3-6. If I'm the Lakers, I would rather play the Jazz or the Mavericks. Because there's nobody. There's nobody on those other two teams that can bring it like Lillard. There's just not. There's nobody, not saying that in the future there's not somebody on those teams that could do it, but on a night-in, night-out basis, you're not getting it from either of the other teams. So I think the Lakers-Clippers, that's the Western Conference Lakers coming out in six. And
did I say Lakers in seven?
I think you did.
Well, that's what we're going to go with. If I did, if I said Lakers, it's Lakers in seven. That's what I'm with. That would be, yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right.
Nuggets, Lakers, let's go.
We're going to round it. We're moving over to the Eastern Conference. I'm just going to go through it real quick. 1-8 Boston Magic. Or not Boston.
Beep.
The Bucks.
The Boops.
And the Magic. The Bucks win that series in five games. The Heat beat the Pacers in five games. Boston beats the Sixers in six. The Raptors beat the Nets in four. Boston beats the Raptors in a seven-game series to go to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Bucks meet Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Giannis falls short again, and we are having a Lakers-Celtics Finals. That's what I've got.
Yep.
I think Jason Tatum is an elite player. I don't know, man. I just like what Boston is doing this year. I like where Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. I can run them off to you, man. Okay. You're good. Yeah.
Okay.
I like where they're at. I think it's going to be Lakers and Celtics in the finals. Sam, the 1-8 matchup, Bucks, Magic, who you got?
Bucks and four.
All right. 4-5, Pacers, Heat.
That's tough. I like both those teams. But we're going to go with Bam, Heat. Heat in five.
Heat and five. Celtics, Sixers.
Celtics and six.
I hate that Ben Simmons is hurt because that series would have been amazing.
Celtics and – is he coming back? Is he done?
No. Everything
– I saw that he got hurt, but I haven't heard anything.
There was not – to my knowledge, it has not been officially announced that he's out for the rest of the season, but the tweet, whenever Woj sent it out, it said likely to miss the remainder of the season.
Celtics in four then.
Yeah. All right. And then Raptors, Nets.
Raptors and I don't know. That Nets team's good. I want Raptors in five.
Raptors in five. You think the Nets still won? Yep. Yeah, it's that the Nets team is scrappy, man.
Mm-hmm.
They have no Caris LeVert is a baller. I already am hating life for him. Whenever Durant, Kyrie
he
come back,
he needs to go somewhere else.
Yeah, Memphis. All right,
beat me to it.
So you got the Bucks and the Heat and Celtics, Raptors.
Boy, I'd love to see the Heat beat the Bucks, but would they? If Giannis is playing, Bucks win in six.
All right,
seven. Final answer.
Bucks
win
seven.
Seven.
All right. Celtics-Raptors series?
I would like to see the Celtics win that, actually, even though I'm not a big Celtics fan. But Celtics in seven. Yep, Celtics in seven.
All right.
And then
Celtics.
Yep, and then it's the Celtics versus Bucks. I'm going to go with Celtics as well because we need the Lakers versus the Celtics like it was in 2010, 10 years ago. Let's go, and the Celtics beat them in seven.
Celtics win the championship in seven?
No, beat the Bucks.
Oh, okay. I was like, you got the Celtics winning it all?
Heavens no.
Yeah. So that puts us, I'm really surprised. I didn't think that we would have the same two teams in the final, honestly.
I just want the Celtics there because it's like it was in 2010.
I had no idea. Like, if I would have thought about it, then I'm like, okay, yeah, I see that. But I just legitimately think that the Celtics are going
to
do
that. And I think they will. Yeah. But I just like that's the matchup I'd like to see. So, and I honestly can realistically see that. So,
all right. So LeBron, Anthony Davis, and the Lakers against the three-headed monster in Boston. How many games? Who's winning? Lakers, Celtics, finals. I'm taking the Lakers. In six.
I'm taking Lakers in seven.
Seven games.
Because I'd like to watch that for seven games. So, but no, realistically, I would say, yeah, Lakers in seven because that's just, at this point, yeah, that's what I'd see. I would.
All right. So, listen, guys, the playoff matchups are set.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to go. We gave you our rundown. That's where we're at.
And we're right, by the way. So there you go.
How right are you, Sam? Are you certain?
I'm fairly
positive.
You
willing to go to mybookie.ag to bet on it right now?
You beat me to that. Gosh dang it. I was about to say, we're going to go to the bookie, but go
mybookie.ag is running a promo right now. You go to mybookie, you set up your account to bet on the playoffs. It's playoff times. There's no home court advantage. I have no idea how this is going to go. I got a guess. That's what I've got. But mybookie.ag, use the promo code HOOPBALL. They're going to match your initial deposit 100% of whatever you deposit. They're going to match it for you. And they're going to give you free money to do an MLB futures bet. Go check it out. Mybookie.ag. Get your bets in. They are the best sports book online right now. They got more lines, better odds than any other sports book out there. It's simple. You bet, you win, you get paid. Mybookie.ag, go over there, create your account. Don't forget to use the promo code HOOPBALL and get your 100% deposit match to bet on these playoffs. LeBron get his nut. Does LeBron get another ring this year?
Yes.
Both of us, Sam and I,
yes,
here at HoopBALL Grizzlies, believe that LeBron gets another ring. It is not going to be an easy road for him.
Not at all. But for people that don't know me, I'm not a LeBron James fan. Not at all. But he is going to win this year.
Sam is, I won't say a hater, but he is really not. He's really not a LeBron fan.
I'm not a big fan of LeBron.
I like LeBron. The Grizzlies are my team, but I do like LeBron. I've liked LeBron pretty much since he came into the league,
Sorry.
Honestly. And that's fine. You can apologize. Nothing wrong with it, man. All right, guys, we've got nothing else for you. We're going to close it out. We will come back 100%. We're going to have another show for you after the draft lottery. May sneak another one in. We're going to talk. We're definitely going to have some breakdowns moving forward. The offseason's going to be weird. It's going to be short. Free agency, it's all going to be coming at us pretty quick because they're wanting to turn around and start again in December.
Whoa.
It's going to be a weird offseason, but we're going to be here with you. We're going to get you through it. We're going to talk about the draft lottery. We will have plenty of episodes coming at you. We'll just let you know from the episodes as it goes, man. You know, as news comes out, we're going to be, you know, we'll talk about playoff stuff. We'll talk about, you know, I honest to goodness do not think that there's going to be any trade news for the Grizzlies in this offseason.
If they do, it better not be Jonas.
If it's a man, I just cannot see them giving. I don't want to see them give up a big piece. I don't. I'm not on the people trading. It was the only person out of anybody that anyone has talked about that I would be okay if they gave up Brandon Clark, and I'm not even okay with it.
I'm about to slap you. Don't say like, that. That's.
Devin Booker is the only one that I would would be the least amount of pain for me if
I'd
they
be okay
because
with some Devin.
But Buddy Hield, I'm not interested in Buddy Hield. I like Buddy Hield's game.
Better get
I just
Rashawn Holmes out of that deal too.
Oh, that'd be insane. But anyway, we're gonna get like Dan's probably gonna shut our podcast down because we're trying to steal the Kings. Or not Dan, Brewski.
Hey, Brewski, me and you have the same name. Chill out.
All right. We got nothing else for you tonight, guys. We're going to shut it down. We will be back to you for sure after the draft lottery, which is on August 20th. That is Thursday.
And that's when we get second pick again.
I don't even know, man. I don't know what, like, whoever gets first pick, what happens. I don't know what kind of fit I'm going to have to look at. There, obviously, I know some of the guys.
We're
going to
get first, and we're going to get LaMelo Ball. Let's go.
Man, I like him. I do like LaMelo. I would not have a problem with LaMelo Ball coming to the
as long as his dad stays away.
Well, you know his dad's not going to stay away, but just Grind City Media keep a microphone out of his face, and we're good.
All right. That'd be
and they
good.
Will. They yeah. like I. There's not. I don't see all the shenanigan crap that he pulled when Lonzo first came to the league ever happening again. You got LaMelo and Edwards and, you know, Memphis people love James Wiseman. I don't know that Wiseman is the fit. I'm not buying in on all the hype of Wiseman.
I don't like that. Well, I'm not going to get into that.
RJ Hampton, there's a lot of talent in this draft. It is not as loaded as last year's draft. I just don't think it is. I don't know. I think just keep it. Maybe they get the 14th pick. Go ahead and send it over to Boston. And then let's go get our first-round pick backs and go from there.
All right.
All right, guys. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I'm at DWill2111. Sam is SammyB1118.
Beat me to it. It is SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B-1118.
I had to do it, man. He was winding up.
I was getting ready, man.
I wish we had video for that moment because he was winding up getting ready to say it, and I just, like, zipped it in there.
Yeah,
and
I was
ready.
Just like, are you kidding me?
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Yay, guys.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.